Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast, I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you, you know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. Hey. If you just had some nasty, I mean nasty hot wings, don't tell the person. Just tell them they're still super. Between the Ropes Radio, the same. On this Super Bowl Sunday night, February 3rd, 2019, it's your boy, Ty Ashbury, and I'm waiting for my live guest to join me very, very shortly on tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Joining me very shortly is Miss Roxy, and I'm waiting for her to join us live here on Between the Ropes Radio, 6 o'clock, top of the hour. And most importantly, I want to thank you, most importantly, for your plate that you're eating before the Super Bowl. Put that aside and listening to your boy, Ty Ashbury, here on Between the Ropes Radio. And, hey, I cannot believe how fast the Super Bowl, of course, came up on us, but it's the big game, biggest game of the year. But the biggest thing going on right now is Between the Ropes Radio to get you ready before the big game between the Patriots and the Rams. But I'm super, super excited for tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Most importantly, too, I hope you enjoyed WWE Royal Rumble last Sunday, of course. Big Royal Rumble last Sunday, of course. Becky Lynch, the man, and Seth freaking Rollins, both of them on their way to WrestleMania at MetLife Stadium. Another big thing going on in the world of professional wrestling. But like I said before as well, definitely thank you for joining me tonight live here on Between the Ropes Radio, because tonight we have the Super Bowl, but as well, Between the Ropes Radio is super booked Sunday night. The reason why it's super booked, because of my live guest. I'm talking about Miss Roxy. I'm waiting for her to be calling in very, very soon here on Between the Ropes Radio. But definitely want to get this episode jumping. If you have any questions, call and talk to your boy, Ty Ashbury, 646-716-5926. Here on the show, I welcome all questions and comments. If you have about the show, WWE, anything related, hey, even if you have your Super Bowl pick, hey, I'm here to talk to you live on this, of course, Sunday evening. But as well, definitely, I, of course, want to talk about as well is that we all know all elite wrestling is coming up soon. That's another big talk in the world of professional wrestling. That's another thing, too, that I haven't really had a chance to discuss yet on the show. If you want to talk about that as well, call on and talk to me live about that as well. And ladies and gentlemen, as I promised, a lady is with me, super beautiful, super talented wrestler, of course, superstar in Laredo Wrestling Alliance, super booked Sunday night. My live guest, Miss Roxy, is here. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's I couldn't wait for tonight's episode. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. I have to say, first of all, I want to ask you, how did you come about your name? I love the way that it's spelled.
So Roxy was actually a name that I literally came up with when I was like 8 years old. When I was like, oh, I'm going to become a wrestler. And I was like, I need a name. What can be my name? It's actually a really long and funny story about how I actually came up with Roxy. So I was a huge fan of The Rock. And so I was like, let me kind of switch it up a bit. So that's why it's spelled ROK-C.
Well, when we first talked about getting the show together, and I saw the way your name is spelled, I was like, it's unique, it's different. Most importantly, it's really kick-ass. And, you know, you went about that approach and being, you know, different than everybody else. And that's the way to go in wrestling. If you want to stick out, you have to be different than everybody else, especially, you know, your name says a lot, too. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah,
That's really, really, really cool, and how the way your name spelled. And so far, you know, like I said, I've been checking on your Facebook pages. I mean, you're definitely, you seem like you had a wonderful 2018. We'll talk about that here on the show. 2019, I'm sure, is going to be definitely super stoked for you as well. But, of course, Miss Roxy, the way we do things here on Between the Ropes Radio tonight is all about you, your fans, family, listening live to your interview. So if you're ready for some interview time, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Of course, I want to ask you, the night being the Super Bowl, of course, is not as big as you being on the show. So how has your Sunday been so far?
It's been good, yeah. Very laid back. It didn't do much.
Well, and you know, Tony, I know you like your schedule being a performer, a wrestler, and I really think for all you wrestlers, all of you guys in general, it's good to have a day off.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely, that definitely a really good thing. And of course, last night you went full throttle. The event was called, of course, Full Throttle, and of course, the reason why it was called that, you were there, of course. How was that event last night?
It was awesome. So it was actually my debut for Lions Pride. I'm so excited. The crowd was amazing. They're so into it. It was so fun. I really have to do this soon.
And you said the really key thing about it, the fans were into it, and I'm sure as a wrestler, you see that through your eyes to the fans. When you see they're excited, you feel like, damn, I've done my job. I mean, that's a good feeling for performers.
Yeah, of course, because it's crazy to actually think about, you know, these fans could be doing anything else on their Saturday night, and they pay money to see us, you know, so we got to put on a good show for them.
Absolutely, and of course, how was your match that you had last night? How was the turnout for your match?
Things didn't turn out very well for me, but I will certainly come up with a win next time. I'm there at Lions Pride.
If it doesn't happen the first time, make damn sure it happens again. And hey, you're Roxy, so I know you'll get it together next time.
for sure.
Now, of course, we are talking totally super, and I'm pretty sure your dreams of being a wrestler started with some WWE crossover. We talked about this earlier today. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, so yes. When I was little, honestly, the people that inspired me were Natalia Neidhart, AJ Lee, the Bella Twins as well. They all really helped me, like, believe that I could achieve all my dreams. So I was actually on Total Divas when I was about 12 years old, a little bit before I had started. So I had actually, me and my mom had gone to the venue way earlier than the show started, because usually, like, you know, like the superstars would get there and walk into the arena, and you were, like, hoping you could get a picture with one of them. So I was actually waiting there, and Natalia and the Bella Twins came over, and I was, like, so starstruck. And first thing I asked was advice on wrestling, because I was just about to start training. So some advice. They actually filmed it for Total Divas, and a few months later I came out, and so they did show a clip where I was talking to Natalia and telling her that I wanted to become a WWE wrestler one day. So I did post that on my Instagram. I posted a picture of that clip, and then I posted a picture of one of my recent matches. And, you know, I just went on about how it's so crazy that, you know, I'm only 17 and I've come such a long way in such a short amount of time. And the fact that a few years ago, I had this dream, and I believed that I was going to one day pursue it. And the fact that right now I'm pursuing my dream is insane. So I posted that, tagged Natalia. She ended up seeing it, and she did comment, and she told me, go get it.
That right there, I mean, we all have dreams. Some of us pursue them, some of us don't. Some of them go for them at a young age. We wait later in life, but you just jumped on it at a very, very young age. And that's, I mean, Natalia, you've seen it. I'm seeing it now. I mean, just it's incredible. And here you are today, you know, a young lady doing your thing. I mean, it probably can't be heard on, because I got my headset on, but I'm clapping for you. It's remarkable.
Thank you so much.
And of course, after that happened, like after that, in your own words, to answer this, you were like, I have to, ? After that, what did you know you had to do after that moment?
After the whole Natalia deal?
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, when you hear one person giving you advice, you're like, oh, thank you. But when it comes from, it could be the exact same advice, but when it comes to someone that you've idolized for so long, it's insane, you know, like for her to care about my dreams as a person and, you know, just give me as much as advice that she can. You know, I just knew, I was like, okay, she believes in me. The person that I've idolized for so long believes in me. I have to do this. I'm going to pursue my dreams. I'm going to start training. I'm going to train until I achieve my goals. You know, people say, you know, it's you're not living your dreams until you make it to the big leagues. And it's like, no. Every time I step into a ring, whether in front of 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, 500 people, 1,000 people, it's like I'm living my dream, you know, just by being able to perform in front of people. It's insane.
Yeah, and of course, people, I think a lot of people who watch wrestling, or they don't understand, of course, WWE, Impact Wrestling, and, you know, we all know, All Elite Wrestling, which is coming up, they're the big leagues, but you guys are still professionals, and like you said, it doesn't matter, 10 people, 5, 10, 15, 20, 100, you still are a professional wrestler, and can't nobody take that away from you?
Mm-mm.
It's just that people just don't seem to realize that. I mean, if it has 4 poles and 3 ropes, then you go in there and you perform, you're a wrestler. I mean, simple as that.
For sure.
This is like a question that we've all done it. We all, like, we're all wrestling fans. We jump off roofs with each other with trash cans. I want to ask you, as a little Roxy, did you do things as a fan, you know, where your family was like, yeah, you know, pro wrestling has her, you know, in a headlock? Did you try stuff like maybe beating up your family members, brothers and sisters, where your family was like, okay, you got to, like, calm down now? Like, did you sometimes try to do that?
Yeah, so I have a little sister. Her name's Becca. She's right now she's 12 years old. That's five years younger than me. So, keep in mind, when I was, like, 10, she was, like, you know, like, 4 or 5. I would practice wrestling moves on my little sister. It's so funny, because me and her laugh about it. We still remember it to this day. Like, it's so funny. Like, she's like, you used to do those moves on me.
Yeah. And that, like, we've all tried. I mean, I remember, hopefully my nieces, what are older, and I hope they don't hear this, they were wrestling. One of my niece, my one niece, her head smacked my other niece in the mouth, and she lost a tooth, and my sister got really pissed off about that. So, yeah, we've all tried. We've all been there. I mean, Foxy, she even wrestled. Yeah.
There's this one time me and my older sister, we were like fighting, and you know, like play fighting, and she I don't know what she did, but she like pushed me to the ground, and we were both laughing. We like my mom was yelling at us, so we knew we were just kidding. But when I fell, I had braces at the time, and my lip got stuck in my braces. It was horrible. Like, I could not get it out. I was, like, freaking out, and my mom was, like, yelling at us. And I was, like, with my lip in my brace, in my braces, still laughing. It was so funny.
That's like, hey, that's like continuing with the match. Your lip was caught on your braces, and you still could. It's like you were continuing the match. See, wrestling started very early for you. But one thing I definitely want to say, the big game's on tonight. If you're watching the game, that's cool. But definitely listen to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, because tonight's tagline is Super Booked Sunday Night. The reason why tonight's episode is super, because joining me live from Laredo Wrestling Alliance, Miss Roxy is in the house. She's talking to your boy live here on Between the Ropes Radio. And this young lady is doing big things in wrestling. She is definitely the biggest thing going on the wrestling scene. So if you have any questions or comments for her, call in and talk to us. 646-716-5926. Between the Ropes Radio is live tonight, without a doubt. Now, Miss Roxy, the state of Texas is, of course, historical. I mean, it's definitely super in the pro wrestling world. Now, would you train, like, do they train like wrestlers like differently than, let's say, a town I just made up, like Boogie on Downtown, like some, that was just made up, but like, do they train differently in Texas than they would like anywhere else?
I don't think so. We all have to train the same way. So it's, usually it's more boys than girls. Of course, the wrestling business is more, there's more male wrestlers and female wrestlers. So when I started training, there was only it was literally only me. I was the only girl with all guys. So we do all train the same. Of course, there's times where the guys would be like, I don't want to hit her, and they're like, nope. Like, there's no like everything is like fair play. Like, everybody gets trained the same way, boy or girl. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure back then when it came to the aspects of training and wrestling, I think back in the day it was probably, you know, the males did their thing and the ladies did their thing. But like you touched upon and you just made a comment about it, now it's different. Everybody has to fight everybody, because no matter what it is, lady or guy, you get in that ring, you got to take the licking and keep on ticking.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the way wrestling is now. And I definitely want to ask you this question, because right now you're in the best time to be in wrestling. We all know how big the women's evolution of wrestling is. If you had to think one word for you to describe women's evolution of wrestling, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think about it?
First word, insane. Honestly, it's just, it's crazy, because when I first started watching wrestling, you know, it was, you know, like 6-7 matches with 1-5 minute match, female match. And so I would sit there, you know, watching the whole Raw and just waiting for that female match to come on. And now the fact that, you know, we've had our first all-women's pay-per-view, and now the indies as well are doing, you know, like an all-female show. I've been on a couple. I'm going to be on another one soon. And it's insane, like, how far women have come. Women wrestlers have come in.
Yeah, and it's just like, I mean, for the ladies, you guys are blowing it up in wrestling. I mean, now, like, I've talked about this for a few guests on my show before. Renee Young, the first ever full-time female lead on Raw for the announce team, which is absolutely incredible. It's just you ladies are doing big things,
yeah.
And my respects go out to all you ladies, and I'm definitely proud of what you ladies are doing in wrestling. And, of course, I have to ask you, for you, an approach, was there a time you crafted a move where you were a little scared, you know, of like, you were like, man, am I going to be able to pull this off? You had the match, and you nailed it, and you were like, damn, I did it, like, Roxy style. Was there ever a time that happened?
Honestly, there's, you know, before my matches, I get super nervous. Whether I know there's, like how I said before, whether I know there's, like, 10 people, 15 people, 500 people, it's the same nerves. So there was – I had a recent match against Kylie Rae. She's amazing. She's super up there in the indies right now. I have been watching her since I had started training. So she was someone that I looked up to, watched her matches and so forth. And so I was like, when I found out I was going to wrestle her, I was like, oh my God, this is insane. And, you know, I started overthinking. I was like, am I going to be able to do it? Like, am I going to mess up? Am I going to choke out there? Like, what? Like, so it was really nerve-wracking. And as soon as the match ended, I was like, wow, that was amazing.
And I think one thing that really helps, too, is that when you're working with somebody who's willing to help you as well, because I'm sure sometimes in wrestling there's people that maybe out into business for themselves, but, I mean, I think that number is probably low because I'm sure there's multiple people in wrestling who are willing to help out their opponents to make themselves look great in the ring too, and that's a real big factor.
Yeah, sure.
And it's all about, you know, it's all about networking too, people who you trust in the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, Roxy, this is my favorite part of the show. I love it. I just love it, love it, love it, love it. I know everybody listening live knows what time it is. It's time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. This is where you got to think. You got to think good. Now, if you're ready for the question, you ready for the big Creative Center question?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm even nervous. Woo, let me dust myself. Here we go. All right. The question is, two great ladies, you, of course, and Tessa Blanchard, you square off in a newly created match. But the thing is, what would that match be?
Is there, like, a right answer to this question?
It could be right or wrong. Whatever match that has been thought of. This is the creation of this match is in your hands.
Oh, okay, so I have to make up a stipulation for the match.
You got to get creative.
Whew, that's hard.
It's super tonight. It's super, super.
Whoever's hair extension falls out first wins.
There you go. Hey, that Roxy, that works. I mean, I always tell every guest the first thing that comes to mind. It's a question that makes you think, but all my guests they love this part of the show. But first thing that comes to your mind, if that's your answer, it works. I mean, like I said, whatever somebody hairs fall out, they lose. Anything you can think of, there it is. Now, of course, Roxy, we all know that, you know, Laredo Wrestling Alliance, big thing in Texas, of course. You guys are doing a wonderful, wonderful job entertaining the fans over there. Now,
for sure,
what do you believe the promotion doesn't disappoint in when it comes to doing what you guys do best for the fans? What do you think y'all don't disappoint in?
So Laredo Wrestling Alliance, we do bring a lot of really great names. We just had the Green Power Ranger, Jason David Frank, at our show a couple of shows ago. I think about 2 shows ago. I'm sure you know who that is.
Yes.
We just had him at our show. He will be back very soon at Laredo Wrestling Alliance. There's been tons of, you know, news media about it. He'll be back, and he will be having a match against someone on our roster. His name is Bryson Scott.
Nice, nice. And like I've talked about it before, when you're in the Texas area, definitely check out, of course, I'm talking about Laredo Wrestling Alliance. This is a great promotion, doing big things over in Texas. Now, Miss Roxy, now, I gave you the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. It's Super Bowl Sunday night, so we're kind of getting crazy here. Now, here's another, this is like a pop-out kind. This is like a, what do they call them when you do them in school? Out of nowhere quiz question or a pop-up quiz question. So you talked about this earlier. This is out of nowhere. I rarely do this on the show. You talked about one of your biggest inspirations in wrestling is The Rock. Now, for me, can you say, finally, or no, you could say again, Miss Roxy will come back to Between the Ropes Radio if you smell what I'm cooking.
Okay. Say that again one more time.
You could just say, pretty much, here we go. You can say it this way. In the future, Roxy will come back to Between the Ropes Radio if you smell what I'm cooking.
In the future, Roxy will come back to Between the Ropes Radio if you smell what I'm cooking.
You smell what I'm cooking. There you go. We're having fun here at Between the Ropes Radio tonight. This is anything goes. This is where this is the show where we all get goofy, and this is what I love about the show. Now, of course, Miss Roxy, I definitely want to say I'm proud of you. Your fans are your family. We're all proud of you. You're doing big things in wrestling. Keep working hard what you're doing. It's just absolute, you're just a treasure and a pleasure to have on the show. Now, of course, you know, your boy Ty wants to know, what matches are circled on your 2019 calendar that we should know about?
What matches are so cool? In 2018, one of my biggest goals was to scratch off Tessa Blanchard from my list. She was at the top of my list for the longest time. People would ask me, you know, who's your dream opponent? Who's your dream opponent from? It could be from WWE, from the Indies, and I would always pick Tessa Blanchard. I was like, I have to wrestle her, and I just got that scratched off just this past weekend. So that was really cool. Who else? I do want to wrestle, I'm not sure if you know who she is. She's a indie wrestler. Her name's Shotzi Blackheart. She's great. Who else? I've been wanting to wrestle. She's actually trained under Booker T in Houston at Reality Wrestling. Her name is Hayan. I've been wanting to wrestle her. And we do have three matches coming up in this month.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to say, you do not want to miss, of course, Miss Roxy, because what she just said, the dates that she talked about, definitely want to check out this young lady because she is killing it in professional wrestling. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if WWE is definitely, it's damn sure in her future. Miss Roxy, it's an absolute honor having you on the show. You are the greatest. And my last question is, what are the chances of you coming back to Between the Ropes Radio?
The chances are very, very high. I really enjoyed you having me on here. It was fun.
If you smell what we're both cooking, I just throw it in there. Miss Roxy, definitely, most importantly, you have a great, great Sunday night. Enjoy your much-deserved resting time before you get back in the ring. You're always welcome back on Between the Ropes Radio. God bless,
yeah,
and most importantly, be safe. And you're always welcome, and we'll definitely talk again.
For sure. Thank you so much.
You're very, very, very welcome. This is your boy Ty Asbury, my live guest tonight, super booked Sunday night, my live guest from Laredo Wrestling Alliance. Miss Roxy was my live guest. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Hope you enjoy Between the Ropes Radio. I'm Al. Stay true to yourself. God bless. Peace out.
Sweet. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the Ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show. This what we know. To be the best in action and it shows. Between the Ropes, radio show. Between the Ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show. This what we know. Just to be in action and it shows. Between the Ropes, radio show. Yeah. Let's take this.